This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vidyan Sawant, AVP Technical Research at GEPL Capital. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty has maintained its higher top, higher bottom formation on the monthly charts, but it could not maintain the same structure on the weekly as well as on the daily charts, which shows while the long-term bullish trend is still intact, the medium-term trend has weakened. On the daily charts, Nifty could not sustain above its 20-day simple moving average and it has formed lower top, lower bottom price formation, which indicates the short-term trend has turned bearish. The index remains above the long-term moving averages of 50-day, 100-day and 200-day simple moving average, which is a relaxing factor. The RSI plotted on the medium and long-term time frame can be seen moving downwards. The key support levels to watch out for in the short term are 14,467 and 14,000, followed by 13,596. On the upside, the key resistance level is 15,051. If the index sustains above this level, we might see it heading higher towards 15,336 and eventually 15,431. The long-term bullish trend remains intact, but in the medium term, we might see the index in a range between 14,460 to 15,431. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 4 to 5 weeks. KEI Industries is the first call, target price Rs. 672, stop loss is Rs. 480, and upside potential for this call is 32%. This stock has been forming a higher top, higher bottom pattern on the monthly charts since June 2020, which shows that the long-term bullish trend of the stock is intact. This week, the stock has given a breakout of consolidation phase forming since December 2020. Besides, it has tested a fresh 52-week high and maintained its higher top, higher bottom formation, which indicates the next leg of bull run is ready to start. We witnessed strong volume confirmation in every bullish movement, which strengthens the ongoing uptrend. The ADX plotted on the medium term can be seen moving higher, indicating strong momentum of the current up move. The immediate resistance is placed at Rs. 614, followed by Rs. 672. The key support levels are Rs. 480 and Rs. 455. One can buy the stock at the current levels for the target of Rs. 614, followed by Rs. 672. And ITC is the second call, target price is Rs. 310, stop loss is Rs. 192, and upside potential for this call is 42%. ITC has been taking strong support near Rs. 200 mark. It is also 50% Fibonacci retracement level of its previous advance from Rs. 163 to Rs. 239. The stock has taken strong support at 100-day simple moving average with the formation of change in polarity structure on the daily charts. The stock has formed higher top, higher bottom formation on daily and weekly charts, which shows a strong positive undertone of the stock for the medium term. The momentum indicator RSI plotted on multiple timeframes can be seen placed above the 50 level and moving higher, indicating that the stock is currently in bullish momentum. The resistance is placed at Rs. 240, followed by Rs. 270 and eventually towards Rs. 310. The key level to watch out for on the downside is Rs. 192, followed by Rs. 163. One can buy the stock at the current levels for the target of Rs. 239, followed by Rs. 270 and Rs. 310. And Adani Power is the third call, target price Rs. 145, stop loss is Rs. 65 and upside potential for this call is 64%. Adani Power has been forming a higher top, higher bottom pattern on all time frames since May 2020, which shows a strong positive undertone of the stock for the medium to long term. On the daily charts, we have seen a consolidation breakout at Rs. 65 level with volume confirmation and also the stock is sustaining above the level, which indicates the strong bullish nature of the stock. The RSI plotted on multiple timeframes can be seen placed above the 60 level and moving higher, indicating that the stock is currently in a strong positive momentum. The immediate resistance is placed at Rs. 117, followed by Rs. 145. The key support levels are Rs. 65 and Rs. 55. One can buy the stock at the current levels with a target of Rs. 117, followed by Rs. 145. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.